Eloheinu, Melech Ha'olam, Shehakol Neyeh B'Vram.
Amen.
I'd like to start this evening with a fascinating Ha'orah by Rav Zalman Sorotzkin in his Aznayim LaTorah. Beginning of this past week's Parsha, Parshas Yisro, Vayishma Yisro, Rashi cites the famous Chazal's Vachem Kuvta Zayim Anal from Hashemur Shom Avabah. For some reason, Rashi combines different opinions, and the Mefarshei Rashi has spent a lot of time discussing why Rashi combines the opinions of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua. What about Elazar Hamadoi? And why does Rashi Stamazai combine opinions? And why not just take sides? Kedarko Bekodesh. Hakoponim, we know that he heard. Now the question is, how did he hear? Apostas, everybody was talking about it. Vayishma Yisro writes, Zalman Sorotzkin, Shomim Mipi over Meshovim Mestoma. There were passers by, everybody was going to and fro. Akimosha Shomo Shom, how did everybody else hear about it? They didn't have the internet, they didn't have emails, they didn't have fake news, they didn't have real news. And the end of the day, word got out, people were talking, so everybody spread the word. Everybody heard. The question he raises, that portion, until I saw it, I never even thought about it. Halamaisa, if you are the son-in-law, and your father-in-law is Yisrael, and your wife and children are back in Midyan, how wouldn't you go in and say, you know what, how did I leave you? I was a slave, not just a slave. Ish mitzri hitzilonu dahainu. You want to give a shtickle nachas to your shver. At the end of the day, what does the shver know you? He knows you as a fugitive, an Egyptian, who's escaping the law with a death sentence hanging overhead. He knows your people. And after he figured out that you're Nish Ivri and your brethren are where are in Mitzrayim, in the end of the day, he left them with the concept that they're all avodim to Paro. And now in a matter of time, he leaves them, he's 80 years old, he is now the leader of the nation. They just toppled the mightiest nation in the entire world. Who was the number one person in the entire world now? Moshe Rabbeinu. What did you send? A telegram, send a letter, send a shliach. Say, Shemar, by the way, I know it was an Ishmitri, but you should know I'm the number one guy in the world right now. And at the end of the day, Avada, not the number... Our people, send him a message, give him some nachas, let your wife know. Who would you tell your family? You just won $1 million in the lottery. How are you going to go ahead and tell? They'll find you. They'll tell you, they'll find you. In the end of the day, you tell your wife, you tell your kids, and you give them the nachas, and you have to want to write for Zalman Sorotzkin. And that precisely highlights the unbelievable darga of anivus. Havala anav mikalodom lo sholosh shliach v'lo kosevi geres lechosno leishto bon of esasher osav etzliach mibem koma who in his stead in his place lo hayim maher lispar lifnei b'nei beso. He started. He was a young little shepherd, and now he goes. He's the melech over the mightiest people. Now they didn't stop escape. They really overwhelmed and overpowered the mightiest nation, Mitzrayim, and still what? He didn't even take out a moment to send them a telegram, to send them a shliach. Why? That's an emis. So we'd have to tell them whenever they know, they'll know. And now he's on the derech. Maybe now in the midbar. You're chavshi. You're in the middle of an am chavshi. There's nobody bothering you. And yet what? He doesn't even go out there. It's, you know, at least on my way out. Let me stop by Midyan. Okay, nation, I'm leading you out of Mitzrayim. Just, you know what? Let's pause here for the night. Let me just go and let me just give them the message. Still, all he's thinking is the I'm just a shliach of Eibishter. Only when Yisro comes to him. And he goes out to the desert. You see here, they're Moshe Rabbeinu. That's not what is on his mind. Why? I'm not spending any time. I don't need to show off. I don't need to send them any message. They can come to me now, Lamaisa, and that's exactly what took place, because all of the machshavas of Moshe were nesunos la'amo. I'm here to go out and be mechin klai yisof kabbalah satayra to sustain them in the midbar. I'm the leader, and the leader is besoch ami anochi yasheves. Doesn't even have time to send the message. Why? That's the onav mikol adam. And now, to be the onav mikol adam, you have to have what to show off about. Well, he certainly was in that position. He was the melech, he was the manig, and that started out already with the shoresh. And because, right, so Mordechai Gifter in the Sefer Perkei Torah. And we know when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, we don't even find a name. Yes, the Midrashim do fill in the blanks, and we have the famous Gemara and Sota Yud Beis Amud Aleph. But all the Pasuk says in the beginning of Parsha Shmos, Pasuk Beis, Vateirosu Ki Tovu, they saw that he was Tov, and yet it doesn't say that they gave him a name. So comes along our mayor in the Midrash, in the Gemara and Sota Yud Beis Amud Aleph, and says, Tov Shemo Ki Tovu, Tov is his name. Along comes Rishai in the Medrash of Yehuda in the Gemara. I know Tuvia is his name. So you have a Machlokes, you have another day off. Explains of Gifta, what's going on? Pele, Shalokorolo Shame. We might read about Yekursio, we can read about other names in the Medrash. And why doesn't it say it? From the Pshuto Shemikro, the parents didn't give him a name. He says, Teretz is what? They did give him a name. They said, look at this Sholem, look at this child. He's Nolan Mol, he's born already circumcised, listed on the list. And Perek Beis, if I was to Nosson, one of the individuals who came out Nolan Mol, already circumcised, he was already a Tumid. And the other day they saw what? As the Gemara Sota recounts, the entire room filled up with light. The whole room filled up with the miraculous light, Hashem Bayar Lekimus Or Kitov. That Or was now present, filling the entire atmosphere. So they said, what name can we give such a child? You know what we see? He is Tov Betzeb. Tov, the idea is the Maral writes in a number of places, connotes the sense of Shlemus. He is an Odom Sholem, writes of Gifter, without quoting Maram. He says, that's exactly the point. We give a name to highlight what? Brochus Dav Zayinim and Beis. This is your destiny. This is your fate. This is what you have to work towards. Moshe Benu already came out of Sholem. So they said, there's nothing to name him. There's nothing to, oh, this is what you should work towards. He represents Midas HaShlemus, Shabo Nigris B'Shem. I'm a Mela. If he already is a Sholem, a Mokum the Shemi Yuchan, Moshe Benu was Tov, Hainush Etzim Mahusanavsha, Yetzim Shotov, Hainush Shlemus Amitis, he was perfection. That's how we already came out. He was perfect. So, lo, you're talking, Bolshem. And now we fill it in, Amela, that's Tov. Tov, what type of name is that? Good? How do we're naming him good? Teretz says he is good be'etzeb. Along goes of Yudah, and he says, I agree that his name was Tov, but even an Adam who is Sholem, no one is 100% Sholem, he has a Tavkid, he has something to achieve in this world. So it's Tov Yod, I know the Tov has to recognize the Ribbono Sholem in the world. So Eina Chanami, it's Tov, he is Tov be'etzeb. But the only real Tov be'etzeb is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochol. So he is Tov. Call the Hainu Shu Yizbarch has Etzim Atov, and the more he's makir that the Shorish of all the Tov is none other than a Kadosh Baruch Hu, then he can live up truthfully to his name Tovya. So in the end of the day, Moshe Rabbeinu starts out Kevaldik, but even though he started out Kevaldik, and he's already a Sholem, and he's Nolan Mol, and he's already Tov Be'etzim, along comes Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, and a piece that we've shared in years past. And Perek Beis, Posek Aleph, Vayelech Ishmi Beis Levi, Vayikach Es Bas Levi. When we first delineate the lineage, his origins are clouded in ambiguity. We don't know anything about his parents. We'll figure it out later that his father was Amram and his mother was Yocheved. But at the moment of his birth, all we read about is a man from the house of Levi took the daughter of Levi. And what's this idea all about? Writes Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in his wonderful Sefer Emes Yaakov. The pasuk says, "Mushrish Yisod beEmunaseinu, Shein he keEmunas Hagoyim shekshehutzuchu lahamtzi lemeizim achaykek, hutzuchu lebadu shenolad ayidei ruach vekadayma." When it comes to the Goyish of Hell, and they want to have a leader, they want to talk about Yeshua Notzri, they want to talk about prophets, about leaders. What do? They have to conjure up a storyline that's all built on it's a Virgin Mary, it's an Immaculate Conception, a Virgin Birth. It's all about what? It's some spiritual metaphysical thing. Etzlam, you can't go ahead and be Metzayer that Kedusha is going to come out of Balei Achomer, that human beings will produce an Adam Gadol B'Yosef who reaches Dargis like Malachi Elyon. And that's not feasible. That's not practical from their worldview. Mashenkin, along comes the Torah and says, Moshe Rabbeinu became the greatest Anav ever, the greatest Rabbeinu, the greatest Navi ever, who saw Bas V'Klari HaMeira Sukkim HaMeim at Beis. How did he come into this world? Ayadei and Ishmi Beis Levi took a Bas Levi, regular flesh and blood, and that's what produces Galus. It's not a Stira. The world of the Neshoma, the world of Ruchnius can be mashpia on the chelak agashmi, the tzana fizi in the mensch, and be makadish and elevate the world of Chomer. And with that in mind, we mentioned the Maharil in the Kutei Maharil, a sefer al likutim in the back of the 3-volume Sifri Maharil published by Machon Yishalayim. So Talmud is writing over in Yonim that he heard from the Maharil, one of the Gedolei Rishonim, many Piskei Halach, of course, bandied about the Ramon, his glass in the Shulchan Aruch, and writes the Maharil in Oskov Gimel. You know why he's called Yeshu HaNotzri? And we told the Goyim, he writes, that he's Yoshko, who came from a place, from an ear called Nazareth. That's what we told the Goyim to appease them. But the reason we picked that term was what? To highlight and to be Margish emphatically that he's Yeshu HaNotzri. He is Notzar like every Tom, Dick, and Harry. He was created like every single regular human being. None of this Immaculate Conception of Virgin Birth. He is a regular human being. Alhamdulillah, Afi Abdullah Moshe Rabbeinu came as the offspring of a regular Ishmi Beis Levi to Kamas Levi. And look what they produce. They produce an Adam Golub Yosar. And yes, then the world filled up with light. Here was was an Ish Kodesh who came out of regular human blood, a regular mortal flesh. This is Amram Yocheved, without even knowing the names, without even knowing that he was the Gadol HaDor, that she was the Tzadekes and had a miracle, that she gave birth at such an old age. All we need to know is a man took a woman, they produced the one who became the greatest Navi in the history of the world, and that's Moshe Rabbeinu, that's his origins. To take that Galus, and then to go ahead and not talk about it and to downplay that Adam Gadol B'Yosher started out as an Adam Gadol B'Yosher, and that's what his Anivus is all about. Just to close, we talked and Shalashut has passed about how so many stories about the superheroes really come from different chazals. We talked about Flash and the superhero known for miraculous speed, Naftola Yayola Shlucha. Talked about a werewolf and what happened with Yehuda beginning, and the Medrash records the beginning of Ayigash. We spoke about Aquaman. We spoke about different superheroes. And you know what? We really skipped over Superman. And we never spoke about Superman. And Superman was written by, created by Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster around the time of the Holocaust. Jews needed to come up with a savior, in fact. And this wonderful, interesting book, a Benjamin Franklin Award book called Up, Up, and Oy Vey, How Jewish History, Culture, and Values Shaped the Comic Book Superhero by Simcha Weinstein. So he actually writes that in the recent Action Comics, I don't keep up with them, March 2006 introduced a character named Joseph, a keep-a-wearing Jewish reporter for the Daily Planet, who invites Superman to his home for a traditional Sabbath dinner. Joseph makes a blessing on grape juice instead of wine because Superman doesn't drink alcohol. Superman particularly enjoys Joseph's wife's kugel. Okay, now I didn't read the March 2000. What's with all these Jewish ideas? And he writes over here, and it's clear that the whole story of Superman started from what? Of course, while a number of influences have been cited for their Superman creation by these two Jewish boys out of Cleveland, Ohio, the movies of Douglas Fairbanks, the science fiction of Edgar Rice Burroughs, Greek mythology, Arthurian legend, Western folk heroes, and American cartoon icons such as Popeye, Schuster and Siegel's Jewish heritage was perhaps the greatest inspiration. Superman number one begins with a brief synopsis of Superman's escape from Krypton, which draws heavily on Jewish geographical, historical, and biblical sources. For example, Superman's journey closely reflects the story of Moses. Like the people of Krypton who faced annihilation, the Jews of biblical Egypt faced the murder of all their male offspring. To ensure son's survival, Jocheved places Moses in a reed basket and sets him afloat in the Nile. Her desperate decision is clearly echoed by Superman's father, Jor-El, and he talks about how all those people, Jor-El, Kal-El, all those suffix, bringing in the name of God, what's the idea? Same way he launched the little rocket ship containing his son into outer space to have him save the one young boy who's going to be saved. That one young boy was built on one Moses, the one young boy put in the basket, saved even though the parents didn't know what their fate was going to be. I'll let this boy get saved, and he goes through unbelievable parallels. It's unbelievable. If you want to borrow the book, only out tonight, you only read it in the Mekomos HaMetonufos, as I do as well. But the Lemaisa, it's a Pella that you see that these Jewish boys, they created it based Moshe Rabbeinu, what a Superman, greatness, v'chulei. But at the same time, as we see from Yaakov Kamenetsky, Lahavdil, to come up with a Superman, superhero, it's got to be a Krypton, it's Alan Futter. Here we have Ishmi, Baslavius, Baslavia produces someone who is Lahavdil, Alfi, Shemalfi, Abdullah, the Superman of Yiddishkeit, and Ruchnius attained the Dargus, Madrigus, Agavos, Vanizgobus, Beyosim, v'chulei. And he took those Dargus, and he started out as a Sholei, and he took all that greatness, and what? Even at the pinnacle of his career, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim now is gone and he's at the top of his game. If there's one person to give nachas to, Superman, go back and tell your parents, the Kents. I can't tell his biological parents. At the end of the day, what does he want to do? He wants to tell it to the world. He even goes on to say the same way Clark Kent stuttered all the time when he spoke to Lois Lane. Alahab, the Moshe Rabbeinu was Oros Vasayim. And Elizabeth Chule, the connections abound. But it's all what? The Galdus is that the Moshe Rabbeinu is the honor of Mikol Adam. Somebody who told me when I was saying shiurim in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, years ago, and there was a woman who came to some of my shiurim in Calgary, and she told me she was an extra in one of the early Superman movies, and she told me that Superman event, Christopher Reeve, and again, we only say this because after his accident, when he became a quadriplegic after falling off the horse, They say that he became a different person. Until that point in time, he was a big Balgaiva because he carried himself like Superman all over the world. She says she was there in the movie with him, and they said it was a lot of Eric, but she said after the horse accident, and then finally he had an epiphany, and he realized, right, he's not Superman, and he's just Christopher Reeve, and Lamaisa, he changed, and he became a very good person. So in the end, I'm only saying it to Ibn Ishaq, that she told me that even though he was arrogant at the beginning, associating himself with the Superman, at the end he woke up and he realized he's just a regular person, and he became an Abba Lahavdil, Moshe Rabbeinu, to take all those koichas and to be on top of the world, and still to be that onav that he doesn't even write home about it. He doesn't even tell his wife and kids, doesn't even tell his shver, doesn't tell anybody about it. Why? Because my job is just to be an Eved Hashem, to do what the Eivishter wants me to be. All the koichas atzumas were ingrained and imbued in me, ach barak by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm just here to do my jobs like the Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's the greatest Ruchni Yistika superhero of all time, the greatest Navi ever. We should be zaycha to follow in his ways of Anivus. Have a wonderful night. Ale Shor tonight, Mitzvah Shem in the Daf Yomi room at 9:30 to 10 o'clock tonight. And we have, of course, the night Kolel here every night, 8:15 to 9:45. Yishakach, have a wonderful evening. Kaddish B'nai.